Tunnel and no dramas getting to the airport on the Tulla Freeway. Lombard Party Stores are open today for all your last-minute AFL Grand Final party needs with official AFL balloons, plates, napkins and posters. Lombard.com.au. That's the staff stopping Melbourne traffic with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning, weekdays from 6 on KISS 101.1.
Uncover what makes notable sports athletes vulnerable, happy and successful with former AFL footballer Dylan Buckley. Search for Dylan Friends on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Build strength, improve your metabolism and reduce body weight. Get started at Fernwood Fitness today and receive the Aston RX Metabolic Reboot Program valued at $500. T's and C's apply.
KISS 101.1.
The world mourns legendary actress. Good morning, I'm Lucy Reese.
Your news now.
Tributes are flowing for renowned actor Dame Maggie Smith, who has died at the age of 89. The British actor's career spans an incredible 70 years and saw her most recently star in Harry Potter and Downton Abbey. Tributes for the decorated star are pouring in, including from King Charles, who has labelled Maggie a national treasure. Massive explosions have struck Lebanon's capital city of Beirut. Several residential buildings were hit this morning in an attack the Israeli Defense Force says was to target Hezbollah's headquarters and leader. At least two people have been killed in the airstrikes. Meantime, Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong will address the UN General Assembly today in New York to call for the international community to unite amid the conflict in the Middle East. And 2024 could become our fifth consecutive year with above average rainfall, with the January to August stretch our wettest since 2011. It comes as parts of New South Wales and Queensland are lashed with rain and storm activity. Your sport check in a sec.
Ready, steady, Sheridan. If you're planning to build your dream home, you can rely on Sheridan Homes as your builder of choice. Visit SheridanHomes.com.au.
Lion star Hugh McCluggage admits he feels like the underdogs heading into today's grand final. He says the Swans have been in form all year.
We give ourselves a great shot if we can come out and play our best, and they'll give themselves a great shot as well. I'm sure it'll be an awesome contest.
And Melbourne Storm has secured its place in the NRL grand final after crushing the Roosters 48-18. Your weather check is next.
Selling or leasing? Speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Sunny today with a top of 23 degrees. Showers tomorrow and some gusty winds with a top of 18. Partly cloudy on Monday with a shower or two forecast for Tuesday.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on KISS.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Rise and shine, Australia. It is the weekend and you got Zach and Dom with you here through till 8 a.m. as we kick off AFL Grand Final Day. Big day, whether you love footy or don't. I feel like this day has a bit of a celebratory mood around the country, Zach.
I've had a video just sent through to me on Instagram, Dom. Yeah. I think you'll find it very interesting.
What do you mean?
It's of you. And the comment is, Dom's been jumping around like the Milky Bar kid in the back of a news shot.
Oh, no.
Now, are you aware that you've been on the news?
I've been sent a couple of messages saying, were you on the news the other night? Yeah. And I think I have half an idea what they're talking about. I was hoping this would be buried. I was hoping no one would get onto this.
I think you need to answer some questions about this because you've behaved very strangely on national TV.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll come clean about my news cameo on Channel 7. On the other side of this, you're up early with Zach and Dom.
You got
Up early with Zach and Dom as we kick off your Saturday morning on Kiss.
Our very own Dom Faye was on the news. How exciting, Dom.
Yeah.
It's an appearance that some are calling predatory.
Hang on a second. Be very careful with the words you're throwing around. It was an excited moment captured on tape. I was very happy.
Producer Samson sent it to me and he said there's a bit of a predatory vibe here.
Well, can we just be very careful around the word predatory?
You saw a camera and saw an opportunity to jump in front of it, and you took the opportunity. It was after the Brisbane Lions won the AFL.
The mighty Lions. They're in the grand final, Zach. Who saw it coming?
They kind of crossed to a crowd reaction to where you were, and you can see you in the background realize that there's a live cross going on, kind of like a shark circulate.
Yeah. Okay, so I do a podcast about the Brisbane Lions. For any Lions fans out there, it's called The Raw Deal. Jump on in. And basically, we were doing a big watch party with a whole heap of Lions fans celebrating the big win in the final. And I think it got to my head because I had a microphone at this watch party. I felt like I was having sort of a main character moment.
Yeah.
And then the news starts doing a live cross.
I knew. I have so much to cover here, but let's play a little bit of it. You can hear a general crowd roar, but then see if you can hear Dom's particular moment.
Okay.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
It was kind of indiscernible. I think you yelled Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you said? Let's listen again.
There were tears.
I got closer to the camera.
Yeah, and you muscled in on the reporter.
I started to further out a shot going, go live. But by the time I got close to the microphone, all you heard is, Irons.
Now, I wondered when you said that you had a bit of a main character moment because you lingered afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think you thought that you were going to be interviewed.
I did wonder because I was
trying to look towards him.
It was the wonderful Ned Balm from 7 News. He was the journalist covering it there. And Ned and I had been chatting through the night, and I thought he might want to chat to someone. I know he was doing a live cross and they're generally pretty tight, but I thought he might want to go, and here I have with me the host of the Raw Deal podcast.
But he didn't say anything about, bringing up the Raw Deal. I think you're the only one doing it. Mm. Because in the cross, there was no mention of that. It was just like, we're here with Lions fans.
Yeah, I know.
So, but you thought it was an opportunity to plug your Lions podcast.
It was a bit of, well, mate, me and my good mate Michael Whiting have been doing AFL podcasts covering the Lions together for, 12 years, I think now. And for most of that run, they weren't particularly good. So when your team makes the grand final, we did a 2.5-hour podcast the other day, Mike and I.
Wow. You're the first people to ever do that in podcasting.
Shut up. But basically, when the cameras went live, can I tell you something? I don't remember it. Mm. I've seen the footage back.
When you see you in the background, identify your prey. A stalking lion.
So what
you kind of realize they've gone live. And I can see the thought running through your head.
There's something you don't know about this story. And what you don't know is what I'm looking at off screen is actually a big screen that has the news coverage on it.
Yeah.
So I see that they've cut to the thing and I'm now looking and I'm trying to see. I'm looking back and forth to the camera and the screen to see, am I in this shot? Am I in this shot? And the reason I walk to get closer to the journalist is I'm thinking, I'm not in the shot. I need to get in this. It's a memory. Get in there, Dom. It's your moment to shine. Mm. And I did.
And you watch that back and are you like, that is my moment to shine?
Well, no. I'm not necessarily like that, but I will say I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a big moment. It's a memory. It's a memory always associated with one of the great ever Brisbane Lions wins.
I think you made a tit of yourself. And I'm wondering on 13 106.5, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
On TV especially.
Yeah.
Have
you ever, did you crash a cross maybe like this? Was someone doing a live cross, you know, maybe it was on Sunrise or something like that. Yeah. The weather reporter came out to your local community group, maybe your school, and you're like, this is my chance. Or maybe it was outside the footy, they were doing a cross.
Yeah.
And you kind of got to yell and throw your scarf in there.
I guess it's a good point, right? Because they are doing live crosses all day,
all through the news. They've done them for years, right? So there's a lot of live cameras around this country of ours. People would have to get in the background and do the sort of thing I did. Mm. And I think what it is, Zach, there's a certain type of person, and apparently I'm one of them, who when they see a live camera, something magnetically does draw them closer. Mm. Like, this is my moment. I'm going to get in here. I'm going to see what I do.
Producer Sanson was asking how many beers in for you.
No, I'd had one wine, actually. That was all adrenaline of the AFL. That's all that particular one was.
Completely sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. 13-106-5. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Did you ever crash across? Or maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a game show.
Something like that. I really hope there are other people listening who either have a story of them or someone else. I don't want to feel like I'm the only person in this country who's had a moment like this. Because if I am, what that means is that I hope that at the news centre, where Channel 7 are, this is dime a dozen. If it isn't, then I'm going to be the one they're telling stories about. They're going to be saying, remember that guy after the Lions won that final?
13-106-5, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love, the reason that the sky is blue. The clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again, and to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him.
As long as it's with you. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you. I know this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you.
With Zach and Dom this Saturday morning on Kiss.
131065. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV late over the weekend? Dom was crashed a live cross after the Lions win. Here's a bit of a grab from it.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
That's Dom there crossing, basically shoulder barging the reporter out of the frame to yell what I think was "Go the Lions."
There were tears.
Yeah, I got closer to the mic as I finished the sentence, but it did begin off mic with "Go Lions." Yeah.
And it wasn't the most suave moment.
No, but it was passionate. It was alive.
Yeah, it was passionate. Mate. You could see the veins in your neck. Never seen them before.
I got messages from people saying that clip made me smile. Okay. So, you know what, mate? I reckon people liked it, but we are asking 131065, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Has anyone else found themselves in this situation before? Maybe in the back of a news cross, in a live studio audience, maybe on a game show, something like that, where they made an idiot of themselves on TV. We have Rachel in Sydney. What's the story, Rachel?
Oh, I was walking along the streets in Sydney and they were doing a newscast and I didn't realise that that's what it was, and I'm waving like an idiot thinking I was being funny, and my partner said to me, do you realise that you were on TV? And I said, no, I wasn't. He said, yeah. This was a few days later when he was watching TV and he saw it, and I was like, oh my God. I said, I was not. I thought he was taking the piss out of me.
So, Rachel, who were you waving at? The camera or just...
No, I was waving at someone, like at someone who I actually thought I'd known that was further on down the road.
And okay.
And you just have to be in the background of the shot.
Right? Oh, yes. Right. And so they're shooting it and you're on the city corner kind of thing waving to someone. It's like, hey, who's that person waving in the background? It's you, Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah. And that the risky thing is, see, I at least had the confidence of knowing what the news story was
not
about.
Not only did you knew, you sorted out.
This is what I mean, right? But this is the risky thing. If you just see a camera, you don't know what the news story
they
covering is.
Are allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just go down the street and live broadcast people? I thought that was against the law.
No, I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure there's like a, you know, if you see a camera, you have to assume it's filming in public.
Do you?
I think that's
that
a law?
Doesn't sound right, though, does it?
Now as I say it, it doesn't.
You know, like, when Sunrise goes to the streets?
Yeah.
And they go out and about with the microphone in the middle of Sydney.
Mm.
I would be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Back off.
Well,
I don't want to be thrust onto national TV without my knowledge.
The old Sunrise studio had a glass background out to Martin Place in Sydney. You could sue for being on TV,
I think there's a difference between being in the background, though, and being... Like, if they put a microphone in your face, are they allowed to do that? And they go, you're live.
I've been vox popped once like that. They didn't use the shot, but it was... I don't know if I've told you this.
You've been cut.
So I was walking down, I was a uni student, and I was walking down, and they came up to me with a microphone, and they asked me why people finding it harder to date these days, was the question.
Ooh.
And I don't remember why, this is years ago, but they put a microphone in my face and said, what do you think, why do you think people are finding it harder to date? And I watched the news that night and the next night and the night after to see if they'd use my
night after. Did you ever see the story?
No, I did see the story. Yeah.
Okay. And you still continued to watch the night after in case they did a recut story? We brought you that story last night. For some reason, we're going to play it again, this time with Dom's answer.
Here up early. This is Zach and Dom.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the
the foyer, take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder. While I was scheming for the masses, who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping.
You're up early with Zach and Dom on KISS. It is AFL Grand Final time, Zach. And for those who aren't too much into the footy, one of the big stories is that the pre-match entertainment for this year's Grand Final is Katy Perry.
There's been kind of, would you say, a dotted past of Grand Final entertainers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the low point, I think, was Meatloaf.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Who has Meatloaf passed?
Yeah, he's passed on.
Oh, how long ago?
I'm not sure if it was before or after the Grand Final performance. To be completely honest,
Meatloaf
was it? Yeah,
in the fridge for over 3 days.
Wasn't Meatloaf's finest moment. No, but there's been a couple of downsides, and then there's been the Killers, who were awesome. Robbie Williams a couple of years ago was brilliant. KISS last year a bit of fun, but it's Katy Perry this year. They paid her $5 million.
Is that the amount?
Yeah, $5 million to do
a couple
of songs.
That's pretty sweet, because she's only going to play for what, like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah, just before the show, and I think $5 million almost would get her a ticket to the game as well. So they're about that much, and I know this because I'm going. I have a ticket to see my beloved Brisbane Lions play.
I thought you got them, if you remember, they was like easy.
You get access.
Oh, but you still got to pay a lot of money, do you?
Yeah, I think it's about $490 for the ticket. So,
and do you have good tickets at least?
They're okay.
Yeah.
The best ones
I've seen
go to
your members' tickets, and I've been surprised how poor they are.
What do you mean poor?
You've uploaded stuff from the...
Yeah.
You're like behind the goal. That's not good, is it?
They're not bad. We had to get 10 together. So it was, where are their 10 empty seats?
Right, okay.
That's where we are. But I've got my ticket to go along. The thing is, I'm not really a Katy Perry fan. I mean, I'll watch it. It's just, I'm not dying to see Katy Perry live.
No, well, you're there for the show, the footy.
However, I have a friend. My friend Mitch is a diehard Katy Perry fan, like obsessed with Katy Perry. And Mitch has said to me, and I want your thoughts on whether this would work. Mitch has said, I'll give you like $150. I go in to see the pre-match entertainment, and then I run out and scan out, and you scan in with that ticket and see the actual game.
Now, that's how people used to do it. I mean, my dad tells me stories of doing that to AC/DC in the 80s.
What, you pop in to see one song and then pop out?
Well, you have two friends, one ticket, and you go, I'll do the first half, you do the second half.
Well, this is a bit different, though, because this is actually two different events happening on the day.
No, but I'm saying, I'm wondering if technology has gotten better.
You think they'll cut
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I guess...
Yeah.
will they know that you're switching tickets? And then also you're trusting your friend a lot, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing that worries me. Now, Mitch has no interest in the AFL. So my theory is that Mitch won't want to stay for that anyway.
But will Mitch really get that much of a show? Like, you're up in the stands, aren't you? Like, he's not going to be down on the field.
No, that's true.
So but it's not really the best.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be on a little stage in the middle of the MCG, and what, he's going to be sitting 10 rows from the back.
And it is also, because normally when these superstars come and do their tours, like Katie's doing a tour of the country next year, they do it at night with a lot of lights and a big spectacular.
It's a bit weird during the day.
Yeah, this is 1:30 in the afternoon. I thought that watching the Kiss pre-match entertainment last year,
yeah,
it was they have a lot of, like, you know, pyrotechnics.
And Kiss. Were they wearing their full makeup as well?
Yeah, it was sweating off them.
Yeah, well, that in daylight looks a bit weird. Like, when it's in the dark, you're like, oh, yeah, costumes.
Yeah,
in the day, it's like, who's that?
It looks like you had a big night last night and you've just sort of woken up. So, I mean, look, I was thinking this could save me $150. I don't care that much about Katy Perry.
Hang on, is he from Melbourne?
He's in Melbourne at the moment. Yeah. He's down there for it. Would you do it?
Yeah, $150, I probably would.
And in that case, do him and I have to dress identically for the day?
That's what I'm wondering. Do they have any security measures? Is it just kind of like an honesty system?
Mm.
Or are there cameras?
It's a good point.
Maybe the pass out, because they'll give you like a pass out. Maybe they, you know what they'll do? What? They'll put something physical on your body. That's what
like a stamp?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd do that. Would they?
That's what I think they'll do.
Well, that would be a real...
That's usually how it works at clubs and stuff like that, so you can't do that.
Okay. So what? I guess the risk is Mitch, who doesn't care at all about AFL, ends up having... Because he goes in first, right?
Yeah.
So he'll end up having my ticket to watch the Brisbane Lions play in an AFL match, my team, while I'm outside following on my phone.
And in that case, you would have spent $500 on being able to hear the roars. It's like, what was that? I think... Who scored that? Someone did.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
We're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
No actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York, we did here.
And do you just morph from the Jason to, you know, how you said, a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question.
You really need some help, because that's the only way you're going to get better. I think acting... One of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and huge and successful. Only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way.
One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went, I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please.
Oh, thank you.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA-approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each, save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Brett here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveaway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveaway, renowned for its premium features and agility. The Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced drive assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app. a bunch of new channels and all new seasons of your favorite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale is now on, with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Cosmetic Sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All MCO Beauty and Revlon, half price. And all Essie and OPI, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Finals Sale today and stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Whether you're first timing, upsizing, investing, or empty nesting. If you've found the right home, Me has the right loan, with support whenever you need it. Search Me Home Loans today. Me, making money good. Credit criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
Need a new bed? Don't know what to do with the old? Trade and save now at Domain. It's easy. Trade in your old mattress and save up to a massive 55% off the new. Plus bonus standard local delivery and removal on in-store purchases over $1,499. Save up to a massive 55% off selected big brands. Sealy Posturepedic, Dunlop Pillow by Sleepmaker, King Coil by AH Beard and Tempur. Plus bonus local delivery and removal. Hurry, limited time. Trade and save now at Domain. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Iceberg, iceberg, iceberg lettuce dead ahead! Yum! Aldi's fresh Aussie iceberg lettuce has plummeted to $1.99 each. Aldi, good different.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
When life gets messy, switch to One, the only laundry system with 4-in-1 quad power technology to fight over 100 tough stains first wash. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
The Target Big Brand Toy Sale is now on. Get 20% off toys from their favourites like Lego, Barbie, Hot Wheels and more. Hurry, the Target Big Brand Toy Sale ends October 9. T's and C's apply. See online and in-store for details.
Vittoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Vittoria Coffee. An instant classic.
Melbourne traffic.
Good morning. Just got crews cleaning up after an earlier crash in Northcote affecting Merrick Parade northbound at St. George's Road, and extra foot traffic around the MCG and Yarra Park expected this morning for the grand final. Brunton Avenue remains closed until 7 o'clock tonight. Hate long waits, but love fast deliveries. Get over a million items with free one-day delivery. It's on Prime. For Prime members on eligible orders in select areas. That's the staff stopping Melbourne traffic with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning, weekdays from 6 on KISS 1011.
Melbourne's number one hit music station, 1011. This is KISS.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Zach and Dom on Kiss. It is AFL Grand Final time, Zach, and I'm pretty excited. My beloved Brisbane Lions are back in it. But I am realizing how the moment my team has something on the line, I do become incredibly superstitious.
Now, I remember a few years ago,
yes,
you were very superstitious about the Lions. I thought you had kind of done away with that because it wasn't working. They were kind of really bad.
Well,
and you, what were you doing? It was like you would wear the same pants or something?
There was a couple of different ones. And you say they weren't working. That's one way to look at it. The other way is I got one of them wrong. So my brain started thinking, no, I must have missed one of them, or there was another superstition I didn't do correctly. Do you know what I mean? It's like how many theories can there be? Sometimes they're competing with each other.
So you kind of think that your football team is going well.
Yes.
Because of something you're doing, but you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, this all started when I was younger, and I remember there was one game I went to with my dad, and I was leaning forward, sort of, you know, crouched, hunched forward, and the Lions kicked 5 goals. And then I leaned back in the seat, and the opposition kicked 3 goals. And I thought, oh, no, I have more power than I thought.
Right.
And that thought got implanted in there.
But the thing, I guess what science is about is repeatability.
Yeah.
And you weren't able to repeat that ever, were you? Does leaning forward now cause the Lions to kick more goals?
No, but maybe that was just the rule then. Maybe the rule.
Oh, the rule changes.
The rule keeps changing, mate. So I'll tell you
this
one.
It's a tough world to live
in. Yeah, it is. It really is. So not that long ago, I got a haircut maybe back at the start of the year. And when I got the haircut, the Lions won their next 5 games after struggling to that point. So before the final started this year and the Lions weren't going great, I got a haircut. That's helped them get on a run.
Had you held the haircut back, like break glass in case of emergency?
Well,
get a haircut if the Lions really need me to.
Not so much that. It was more that I didn't really want a haircut yet. It was a bit soon for me to get a haircut.
Your sacrifice for the team. Yeah. doing it for the boys.
But I thought, you know what? I reckon if I get a haircut, it might help. So this is where the narratives get in of going, maybe if I just pull this lever instead of that lever.
With the grand final.
Yes.
Just, you know, we're basically on the precipice.
Yes.
It's now or never for you.
Yeah.
Is there something you've been holding up your sleeve?
Well, I'm not joking when I tell you I have been contemplating shaving all the hair off at the last minute.
Isn't that just kind of a sign of someone you should reach out and ask a friend if they're okay if they kind of have a sudden change of hairstyle? Yeah.
Well, my theory is less hair that I have, the better the Brisbane Lions do. So if it all goes, then surely that's going to work.
Get rid of the eyebrows as well. Well, you're at it.
At the very least, right, you want to know you've done everything you can. Yeah. If I shaved my hair and they lost, then maybe I'd go, well, you know what, at the end of the day, there's not much I did everything I could have done.
Your hair's looking pretty short at the moment, but you do have time.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, get me a razor. Maybe I do it. Maybe I commit. I mean, here's the funny thing, and this is where you're conflicted. You don't think there's anything in the superstitions, but you'd love me to shave my head.
I've been wanting to see you bald for years. I'm fascinated.
Now,
to know what the skin looks like under there.
What do you mean? What do you think it looks like?
I don't know. I just think it'd be an interesting.
You told me once that I don't have the head shape to go bald.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Well, I'm just hype. Like, at the moment, we're just working off renders. Well, I need to see it in person.
Here's my plan. I'm not going to do it yet. However, if we get to three-quarter time in the game...
Are you going to bring a razor to the game?
Well, I'm going to figure something out. If the Lions are down at three-quarter time, I'm dead serious. I'm going to find a way to get the hair off, I reckon. Just to be safe.
This is what I would think if I was you.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Mm.
After the big game.
Yes.
How are you going to feel if you haven't cut your hair
mm.
and they lose?
That's what I mean. I'll feel filthy. Like there's something I could have done. I didn't
couldn't show your face in around any of the lines again.
Now, unfortunately, if they do win and I have shaved my head, I also won't be able to show my face.
It'll be a glorious bald head.
Well, do you know what? And what about this? If the Lions win, keep an eye on the TV shots of the crowd, because there might be a newly bald man in the crowd jumping up and down celebrating. You're up early. This is Zach and Dom.
Picture-perfect memories scattered. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Saturday, you're up early with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Hey, Zach, can I invite you to cast your mind back to around Easter time and something that we discovered about what happens if you write to the king or queen?
Yes. We heard that the king has to write back, or basically writes back to 90% of correspondence.
Mm.
And what we wanted to do was trick the king into...
Well, yes, I've got a recap of this.
Oh, okay, great.
This is the idea we came up with.
Could we be the first radio show to be endorsed by the king?
could we trick him into endorsing Zach and Dom? But he thinks he's replying to a kid. Could we say something like, my brother Zach and Dom say I should never clean my teeth?
Yeah.
He'll reply with, you should always listen to Zach and Dom. Now, I was thinking about this just the other day because I thought we were meant to be waiting about 3 months for a reply. And I started to get worried. I thought, what reply address did we put on it? Mm. Did we tell the receptionist at the radio station here to look out for it? Because they might have thrown it out.
Well, we put my home address on it.
Oh.
And I know this because just the other day, something arrived in the post. Now, have a look. Have a look at what I'm just handing over to you. I have not opened this envelope. I've not opened it yet. I don't know what's in there, but tell people what you can see on the front. There's a couple of stamps that are worth reading out.
No, I'll cover your address.
Yeah, cover the address.
As I hold it up to our cameras here, but it's got a royal seal on it.
Do you see the Buckingham Palace stamp on the front?
It says Royal Mail on the front.
The letter has
now
come
I'm
through.
A little concerned.
What do you mean?
Feeling it. It feels like a card. And I'm worried that it's just like
an auto response.
An auto response.
This is what the royal family does. Because, you know, sometimes people have like an out-of-office email. They have an out-of-office
physical
code. Yeah, open it up. I reckon I have no idea what's in it. I've been saving it to look at with you on the show. I don't know whether we've successfully tricked King Charles into endorsing our show.
Now, do you reckon King Charles has licked that envelope shut? Could we get a DNA reading on that? Oh, I'm so nervous.
What have we got in there? Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, no it just... money.
Oh, come on, mate.
Bit cheap.
Okay, so
it feels like an actual letter.
Just one letter.
Private and confidential. Is it okay that I read it out?
Read ahead, maybe. What have we got there? What have we got?
They do mention our name.
Okay.
Dear.
Yeah.
We put Derek down as the name.
Yes.
The king has asked me to share... thank you for your splendid letter. Mm. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write as you did. Although His Majesty was unable to reply personally, I can tell you that the king was most interested to see your question.
Really?
These went across Charles' desk.
So Charles found out about our letter. Okay.
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom. Yours sincerely, Head of Royal Correspondence.
Okay.
I can't make out the name, but there's a kind of a, I don't know, it looks like.
Show me it. Show me the letter.
I think that's legit, that signature.
Yeah, that's an actual sign. Ink. Now, they haven't responded to the question about brushing your teeth at all.
No, because we wanted them to say, listen to your brother Zach and Dom, but they have.
Yes.
Said your brother Zach and Dom.
Can you read that sentence out that quotes us again?
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Hold on a second. Did we just get the king's warm wishes by name? I know it's not an endorsement, but...
Let's read this and think of the letters, think of the words we could cut out to technically form a quote. Thank you once again, Zach and Dom.
Ah!
From the king.
Yes. Yeah, or warm wishes to Zach and Dom. I mean, there's a lot of options
to
we go over there.
Zach and Dom.
Yeah, warm wishes to you,
warm wishes
Zach
from
and
Zach and Dom. Does it work on a billboard? Not quite.
That's a good point. Hang on, wait. Earlier in the letter, wasn't there something about how much he enjoyed reading the letter? How many words can we cut out? Because there was something about how much His Majesty enjoyed. What was that phrase? Have you been able to find that phrase? Where was that?
The king has asked me to thank you for your splendid letter. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write, although His Majesty did. Okay. I can tell you the king was most interested to see, cross out everything else, Zach and Dom.
That works.
We just got to redact a few lines.
We got a quote.
This is Zach and Dom. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed along. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah! Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home
music station. KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Winning season news update.
Sources confirm there's a 1 in 4 chance to win in the Monopoly game at Macca's, with prizes like a Ziggy Elite barbecue pack from Barbecues Galore and TCL Ultimate Home Appliance packages. Download the My Macca's app and play today.
Ends October 22. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Whether you're first timing...
Upsizing.
Investing or empty nesting. If you've found the right home, Me has the right loan with support whenever you need it. Search Me Home Loans today. Me, making money good. Credit criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Lazy mornings, freshly brewed coffee, clean sheets, laughter, tears, meals with the people you love, the butler's pantry that hides mess for the messiest of chefs, the rain shower head that washes away more than dirt, and a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Search Dennis Family Homes today and bring your meaning of home to life. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Even with the cost of living rising, you can still get what you want when you want. Just Snaffle it. Shop in weekly bite-sized payments at Snaffle for all the big ticket items like mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture, and much more. And strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Get a read on the AFL Grand Final Showdown. From epic plays to game-changing highlights, we cover all the biggest moments from this weekend's game. Plus, Body and Soul reveals wallet-friendly hacks to boost your health. Only in this Sunday's Herald Sun.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Stop what you're doing, because the Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Vitamin Sale is on now. There's Blackmore, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Bloom's, Manuka Health, half price. Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Inner Health, half price. Nature's Way, LifeSpace, Synovus, half price. And Wagner Vitamins are half price. Plus find more half price vitamins in store and online. Sale ends September 29th. Excludes exclusive bulk sizes, retail limits apply. Manuka Honey not available in WA. For half price vitamins, shop at Chemist Warehouse and stop paying too much.
Like to earn Star Alliance points and gold status? How about 0% interest for 6 months on flight bookings? Unlock a world of global travel benefits with the award-winning HSBC Star Alliance credit card. Experience the first credit card in Australia that allows you to earn Star Alliance gold status. Search HSBC Star Alliance to learn more.
T's and C's and minimum spend apply. Credit provided by HSBC Bank Australia.
Does the whole family love Oporto? Then feed them all with the Oporto Family Burger Meal. Two single Bondi burgers, two kids burgers, family-sized chips and drinks for just $34.95. Oporto. Oh, yeah.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
At Officeworks, make the everyday easier with a HP Pavilion 16-core Ultra 5 or 7 laptop with Windows 11 starting from $1,297. We won't be beaten on price with our price beat guarantee. Exclusions apply.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams, only at Coles. Victoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
Good morning. Not too many dramas around Melbourne at this stage. We've got the Monash Freeway flowing nicely between EastLink and the tunnel. No dramas getting to the airport on the Tulla Freeway. Just watch out for roadworks on Clayton Road. Clayton closed between Dunstan Street and Colonel Street. Spring Racing Carnival. 3 months of non-stop racing across Victoria. From Metro meetings at Caulfield, the Valley and Flemington to Country Cup. This is howwespring.com. That's the staff stopping Melbourne traffic with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on KISS 1011.
Build strength, improve your metabolism and reduce body weight. Get started at Fernwood Fitness today and receive the Aston RX Metabolic Reboot Program valued at $500. T's and C's apply.
KISS 1011.
Footy fever sweeps the country. Hey there, I'm Lucy Reese.
Your news now.
The biggest day on the AFL calendar has arrived, with 100,000 people set to pack the MCG for the grand final. The Brisbane Lions battle the Sydney Swans in the decider, the first since 2006 to not feature a Victorian-based team. Tributes are pouring in for Dame Maggie Smith following her death at 89. Her family say she passed away peacefully at a London hospital with her family and friends by her side. The renowned actress had a career spanning an incredible 7 decades, starring in a huge range of roles, including Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter series. Hezbollah's leader has reportedly survived a fresh attack from Israel in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Israeli airstrikes struck several residential buildings, killing at least 2 and injuring 76. And gale force winds and heavy rain has impacted parts of northern New South Wales and southern Queensland overnight, with gusts of up to 100 k's an hour and falls of 110 mils recorded. Your sport check in a sec.
Ready, steady, Sheridan. If you're planning to build your dream home, you can rely on Sheridan Homes as your builder of choice. Visit SheridanHomes.com.au.
Swan star Will Hayward is confident they can get the job done at today's grand final against the Lions, despite missing their skipper. Callum Mills was this week ruled out with an injury.
We'd love him out there, don't get me wrong, but you know that's out of our control now, and we just move on to the game.
And in the NRL, Storm is headed to the grand final after a 48-18 point win over the Roosters. Your weather check is next.
The stylish new Volkswagen T-Cross Life has hit the streets, and it's now available from $34,990 drive away. Let's go for a drive. T's and C's apply at Volkswagen.com.au.
Sunny today with a top of 23 degrees, showers tomorrow and some gusty winds with a top of 18, partly cloudy on Monday with a shower or two forecast for Tuesday.
Selling or leasing? Speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Ready, let's go.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane.
Hey, man.
Good morning, my neighbour.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Good morning.
That remains to be seen.
Chris Page and Amy Gerard in the morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, Pagey. How are you?
You look beautiful.
Do I?
Well, I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
I know. I feel like we've been away for about 3 months, and it's only been 2 weeks.
You're
right?
Not the one that has to sit here and press buttons.
No, you walk I know. Back in here, I'm actually like so grateful that I don't have to do that. There's no way. There's too many things going on
aeroplane
there.
Aeroplane cockpit.
Sometimes I struggle to get my words out.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, hey, big weekend of footy. Are you looking forward? Grand final this afternoon,
yeah.
AFL.
Mm-hmm.
Swans, Brisbane. Do you have a dog in this fight? Are you?
Listen, I'm not a huge AFL watcher.
Yeah.
You?
No, I'm loving it because I love a grand final where I'm not really particularly partial.
You don't care about either team.
You just enjoy it. It's no stress. There's actually, as exciting as it is when your team's in the grand final,
yeah.
the whole week leading up to it. I find my blood pressure and everything goes through the roof.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like when I watch a game of footy with my husband, when his team is losing, I have to leave the room.
Yeah.
Because his energy just brings everybody down.
Is he like a put a hole in the wall kind of guy? Or?
No, he's not.
Right.
None of that violence or anything like that. But just he takes it on. He's a bit of an empath, right? So when they lose, he loses.
Okay.
And he's He's impossible to be around.
And he's Parramatta Eels, right?
He's so, Parramatta Eels.
So there's a lot of losing.
That, well, yeah. The